Payroll employment increased by 156,000 in August, significantly below expectations.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics just released its August non-farm payroll employment, which recorded an increase of 156,000, significantly lower than expectations. The total number of jobs created during the first 8 months of this year is 9% less than the same period of last year. The August numbers do not reflect the impact of Hurricane Harvey since the data was collected earlier in the month. Unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. However, it has been between 4.3 and 4.4% since April. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest rate in the last 65 years is 2.5% in 1953, and its highest rate was 10.8%, which happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived here then still remember the devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest unemployment rate, which we call it the full employment level. And to nobody's surprise, economists can't agree on what exactly that rate is. In 1980s, it was 5%. 1990s, the rate dropped to 4%. And based on the current labor market, the rate would be anywhere below 4.2%. But how many people are actually unemployed? The total number of officially unemployed was 7.1 million people in August. However, official unemployment does not include all the unemployed. The discouraged and the semi-discouraged unemployed ranks rose to 1.5 million people. However, they are not even counted as part of the labor force, so they are not officially considered unemployed. But the biggest problem with the official count comes from a much, much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't think of themselves as such. There are more than 5 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs between 1 to 34 hours a week due to economic reasons, while still looking for a full-time job. Now, when we count all of these groups, our real unemployment rate for August becomes 8.6%. This rate is known as U6. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%. However, now U6 is back where it was before the recession. There is no question that next month's data will start to show the huge negative impact of Harvey unemployment as well as economic growth. This coming at a time when the overall economy is not growing fast is a cause for concern. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.